Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The title to my message today is called, It Matters. Joshua 2:12. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Lord, allow this message to reach many hearts, and bless them with understanding. Amen. The four words to ponder on today are kindness, integrity, humility, and charity. We take the word kindness for granted. We use this word and we think about the small random acts of kindness that we often do for other people. The word kindness can be found throughout the Bible in the Old and the New Testament. And in the book of Joshua, we're going to look at Rahab. She was a prostitute in the city of Jericho. And this is during the time the Lord had brought Joshua and the Israelite community to take over Jericho. So he sent spies into Jericho, and they stayed at Rahab's house, and the king knew they were there, so he sent men to Rahab. It says in Joshua chapter 2, verse 2, the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know where they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on her roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and the great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. It says in Joshua 4:13 and 14, about 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord into battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. There were many days that had passed before the actual battle took place. But on that day, when it did come, it tells us in Joshua 6:21 to 6:23, they devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, and brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. And in verse 25 it says, "But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day." The story of Rahab and the spies can be found in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse 1 through 25. Rahab acknowledged that God had led the Israelites out of Egypt and that he was the one true God. She and the others did not witness firsthand what God did at the Red Sea, but they knew it was dried up for this nation of people to arrive at their doorstep. She and the other people of Jericho also knew how the hand of God gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites. It was a risk she was willing to take to save these men, then bargain with them for the lives of herself and her family, but it did work in her favor. We usually don't equate kindness with life-saving. We usually just call kindness little random acts of kindness. However, you never know what the act of kindness will do to someone, the change that it can bring to them. We do not know what someone is going through, but God knows. Those little random acts carry more weight than we think. The next one is integrity. Integrity is the adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty, the state of being whole. Psalms 26:1, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." This Psalm of David is a working model for us. Be sure that you have dusted out all of the corners of your closet when you ask the Lord to help you in this area. When you think the dusting and the cleansing process is done, the Lord will bring something else forward that you forgot about. But don't let that discourage you. He brings it forward so you can deal with that clutter and be free from all of it, not just a portion of it. It's not hard to ask him to forgive you for that, as you have the others, and move on. If you're going to do it right. Anything and all things can compromise our integrity. So being on guard in the first place is a good place to start. Humility. Humility is the state or condition of being humble, modest opinion or estimate of one's own importance. Being humble is not prideful or arrogant. Proverbs 15:1, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Just notice when you are in a situation or conversation with someone, your words and your response can trigger anger and aggression, or they can turn the situation around and make it a little more calm. Proverbs 15:31, "The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise." Reproof is the act or expression of rebuke or censor, disapproval of something. When we give ear listen to those things that are a reproof, like what is in the Word, we then abide among the wise. On the other hand, in Proverbs 15:32, it says, "He that refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he that hears reproof gets understanding." We are not taking in consideration the state of our soul when we refuse to listen to the instructions in the Word of God. He that refuses instruction despises his soul. If you care where your soul is going to spend eternity, then get understanding of why and what the Lord speaks through His Word regarding your soul. Humility plays a part in whether or not you are willing to listen to the Lord. No one is higher than our Creator. However, the arrogance out there is real, but so is God. Some souls are in a precarious state. Through humility, that can change. The last one, charity, is the generous action of donating to aid people who are poor, ill, or needy. But in the Bible, it tells us that love is also charity, because love is a strong feeling of warm personal attachment or deep affection. It's self-giving concern and well-being of others. In 1 Corinthians 13:1 and 2, it says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing." It doesn't matter how saved and sanctified a person is. If they lack charity, they show no love. And when we refuse to share love and show love, how can we be counted as belonging to God? Love is powerful, but most importantly, it can change a person. My closing prayer. Father, you have laid the blueprint in your Word. Let us read it and learn how to remodel our temple in the characteristics that glorify you. Let us remember to give you the honor and the praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.